You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. You join us ahead of the Scottish Grand National meeting from Ayr. Sam Norris here on the podcast with you, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line once more by champion jockey AP McCoy to get his thoughts ahead of the action. How are you, AP? You good?
Very good, thanks, Sam. Yep.
Did you enjoy Aintree last weekend?
Yeah, it was a good festival and had a very good run around in the Grand National. Thought it was going to win for a long time. So at least the dream was alive for a long way, but sadly it didn't be. But it was a good time all the same.
Yeah, it certainly was. It travelled nicely, shut the front door, just got a little bit one pace towards the finish.
Yeah, he did. He just ran a little bit of steam and a little bit of stamina, but he gave a good account of himself.
Yeah, and another chance for yourself this weekend, obviously, at Ayr in the Scottish Grand National meeting. You looking forward to the meeting?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Sadly, my horse, Benvolio, was not running because of the ground.
So, yeah.
So that's a bit of a shame, but I've good rides on the two-day meeting, so hopefully we'll have a bit of luck somewhere along the way.
Yeah, and three rides for yourself today.
Yeah, there's good chances, so hopefully we'll get lucky somewhere.
Okay, well, we'll preview the whole card then. The racing starts at 1:25 on Friday with the first race of the day. This one is a 2.5 mile novices hurdle, and Different Gravy is the 4-5 favourite this morning, backed in from 11-10. Won a listed event last time out at Huntingdon. What are your thoughts for the race?
Yeah, I think Different Gravy deserves to be favourite. His win at Huntingdon was pretty solid and obviously kind of proven horse. He's only a 5-year-old. He beat Avu Gar that day, who opposed the meeting yesterday, and I don't see any reason why that Different Gravy really shouldn't come out on top again. The other one of interest is Body of Warren Greatrich, who won well at Stratford last time. Before that, I've been second to Market Rail and seems to be an improver, was decent on the flat, and that's probably a good chance. One other dimension is probably Faschino Rustigo of Dan Skelton's. His horse are in great form and plenty of winners at Cheltenham over the last couple of days, and he made a little speech, but I think Different Gravy will win.
Okay, Different Gravy then for AP in the first. The next race of the day comes up at 2 o'clock. This one is a 2 mile handicap hurdle, and again good money for the favourite, and the Skelton horse. Work in progress is 11-4 at the time recording, 6-1 for Jack Steele. Turtle Watch 13-2, 8-1 Peter's Grey, and 10s bar those. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, again, as you said, it's interesting that there's good money for Work in Progress. He fell last time at Sandown in a competitive enough race. He was second to St. Charles at Doncaster, which was a good run. And I could see him taking all the beating. The other one you mentioned, Jack Steele of my boss, JP Manises, has only got 10-5. That's why I'm not riding him. He ran okay last time at Newcastle. He was third behind Midnight. Monty, that was a good run, definitely an improvement on his Kelso form, and you know, I think he's a horse that might improve as time goes on. He steps up and trip. One at a bigger price that I thought might have a little squeak was Ruler of All, and was disappointed at Aintree. Was disappointed at Aintree last week, but before that had won at Bangor and won very well. So maybe I'd give a little each way chance to Ruler of All, but I think that Work in Progress is in Dan Skelton's horse in such good form. I think he'll take all the beat.
Okay, then Work in Progress in that 2 o'clock then for AP. The next race on the card comes up at 2:30. This one is a 3 mile handicap hurdle. You get the leg up here on Capard King, who's a 5-1 chance behind the favourite Savinsky at 9-2. And Capard King was beaten off a similar mark to today's last time out, having won his previous two starts. What sort of chances does he have of getting back to winning ways?
Yeah, okay. He won at Huntingdon and went up a bit in the weights for winning at Huntingdon, and followed up with Fakenham. Sadly, the Henry Cavern might have just caught up with him a little bit last time at Warwick. But hopefully he's got a good chance. He seems to stay well, and hopefully he's still open to a little bit of improvement. Nicky Henderson's horse, special agent of Her Majesty the Queen's, I thought was obviously interesting. One has made and hurdled very well at Ascot when he won, and had been second the time before at Chepstow. I think he's an improving horse, and I was very impressed with the way he won at Ascot last time. And stepping up to 3 miles will definitely be a plus to him. He stayed on really well that day. I could see him taking a bit of beating. Lowell has chosen well. Alan King's won at Exeter over 2 miles 7. Was a little bit disappointed at the UB last time. Racing Europe of Brian Allison's was second over 3 miles 3 at Kelso last time and stays really well. But I think Special Ages don't want to be here. I think he's an improving horse, and I think the step up and trip he'll improve in the Wentford. So I think Special Ages don't want to be here.
Okay, then Special Agent getting the nod in at 2:30. We'll move on then to the 3:05, the big race of the day. This one is a listed handicap chase over 2.5 miles, and presenting Junior Heads Affairs at 9-2, 6-1 for Hollow Penny, 6-1 for Your Mount AP Tap Knight. It was pretty close in the betting between these front three this morning, but a bit of money for presenting Junior. What are the chances of Your Mount in this one?
I think we'd probably have to ask Tap Knight what the chances he has. He's the horse that has been disappointing. You know, he was fancied in a good chase at Kempton and fell early on. Probably didn't stay at Cheltenham last time. But I couldn't give anyone any confidence in Tap Knight. He's been disappointing all season. He has dropped a much lower mark than he was when he ran this race last year. So that will obviously helping. As you said, presenting Junior is on a good roll of Martin Todd Hunters. He won it at his last three starts at Ayr, so he obviously likes the course. He's prep up on the weights. Whether his winning run can continue, I'm not sure. I think he's done until he wins. I'm not sure really carried on. I thought Ultimate of Brian Ellison's was an interesting horse. It's slowly coming down the weight. He's only a pound higher than, he's actually £2 lower than when he last won at Weatherby. He has a good chance. Alan King's Hall of Penny ran pretty well behind Darna at Cheltenham. He's definitely got a big chance. And one other that's stepping down the weight again is Conquisto. He's stepping down to a good mark. Was a bit disappointing behind Cadolta Vic over hurdles at Cheltenham, but Conquisto was a chance. You could give any amount of good chances. I think it's not very reasonable, but I think Hollow Penny has got the best form as well. Cheltenham was the best, even though he's the top weight, his form was the best. And maybe keep Tap Knight on side. He's capable if things go away, but he's not one to rely on.
Okay, then a Hollow Penny getting the nod for AP, 6-1 shot at the time of recording this morning. We'll go then to the 3:35, the next race on the card. A novice's limited handicap chase over 2 miles. I Well is the 5-2 favourite. 11-4 4 plus Jamae. Pair of Jacks is 3-1. Sevens bar those. Anything stand out in this one?
I actually liked a couple of them here. I liked plus Jamae of Jim Goldie. He won very well at Ayr last time. 9 pounds higher in the weights, but definitely thought he won well and could win again. I say he won at Ayr last time over course and distance. So I actually went over 2.5 miles, so he jumped back 2 miles. So I think that'll help him. Had won at Weatherby and Ayr before being second at Kelso, which wasn't bad form. A pair of Jacks was the other one, of Malcolm Jefferson. But I think I Well is probably the best for him. He's been pretty solid, even though he beat at Kelso last time. 2 wins before that were pretty good. I think I Well will kick all the beating here.
Okay, I Well then getting the selection in the 3:35. The penultimate race of the day comes up at 4:10. We've got a mare's handicap hurdle over the extended 3 miles. Spartan Angel is a 3-1 chance. 7-2 for Run Ruction's Run, which is your mount in this race. Quite a few have chances in the race, but your charge has been, it's been consistent enough this year without getting a nose in front.
Yeah, she was second at Haydock by Grant Sovereign. which wasn't a bad run in a competitive race. But, you know, I think it was probably disappointing enough in the pretemps final at Cheltenham by Call the Cops. Obviously, this is a little less competitive. There's a lot less runners, so we'll probably give it a better chance. Ron Dream ran okay at Ferry House behind a bit of a puzzle in a Grade 1 last time at Ferry House before that. Had some good form at Sandown and at Newbury. I think Ron Dream is definitely capable of a lot better. I think this is a big drop in class for Ron Dream. I think Ron Dream's quite a bit that could take the beat. A couple of the others, if you wanted to mention, Gabriella Rose, the second at Huntington, to horse I won on called Southfield Royal. That wasn't a bad run. But I'm going to go for Ron Stream. I think I think it's a drop in grade. I think Peter Bowen's horse in great form. I think Ron Stream will take all of it.
Ron Stream then in the penultimate race of the day, the 4:10 from air. The final race then comes up at 4:45. This one is a handicap hurdle again over the extended 3-mile trip. And Carry On Sydney for Oliver Sherwood and Leighton Aspel is 9-2. 5-1 for Wicked Spice. Flying Eagle is a 5 chance as well. 7-1 Dr. Glass. 5 in a row, 8-1. 8-1 Arctic Court at 10 to bar those. Talk us through your thoughts in the last.
Carry On Sydney wasn't beaten far by Cat Gary last time at Newbury. Before that, had done well at Bumpwell. I can see why he's favourite, and Oliver Sherwood obviously won the Grand National, so no trainer in better form than him. Of the others, 5 in a row, Brian Ellison was third to make me a force in century and beaten far enough. Has a chance, but probably looks exposed enough. Bally Ben was one of interest of the Cindy Russells, won at Ayr. Back in November over course and distance, actually a bit further but won at Ayr and fell after was at Newcastle and was disappointing last time at Kelso, but I think the better ground was at Bally Ben, so I can see him about a big chance. And a horse at a bigger price again that I thought might have a little chance at a big price was Arctic Court of Jim Goley. He's getting on in years now, but he's dropped to a mark of 115, which is £6 lower than his last winning mark. He's won a couple of times there, like the track. So I've been trying for a couple of horses, big prices, in Ballyben and Arctic Court.
Okay, then Ballyben and Arctic Court are 16-1 and 8-1 respectively for AP there. And that about wraps up the preview. Thank you very much for joining me today on the podcast, AP. You'll hear all the racing on William Hill's Racing Radio. But best of luck with your rides today at Ayr.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.